got sick, thinking simple thoughts. After drinking from a whiskey glass, the glass was rented and someone bought me the shot. Going home to nothing on nothing. The moon in the morning, I got sentimental in my seat. But who wants to hear about that anyway? So buy your dad something good this Christmas. Like some whiskey for a treat. I can tell he likes it pure, like his haircut neat. Yeah, sing along this Christmas and something good like some whiskey or
they're stinging. 'Cause I'm the king.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense with a special holiday episode, as I've said twice already, I guess. Last song was I Am the King, supposedly, by Duster off of their On The Air session, which was a live recording they did on a radio station that I forget the name of. I don't even know if that title, that track really even has a title, or if that was just came up with after the fact. But yeah, it's actually their only recording of that song. Anyway, before that, Two, an interlude track by the band Melrose, again off of their self-titled album. And before that, a single from the band Bat Bike, a song called Christmas, which I discovered, I think, probably in about July, 2-3 years ago or something like that. And I loved it a lot, but then I had to sit on it and wait for the Christmas season to come back around. I listened to it a lot in the meantime, but saved it for my special Christmas episode of that year. And you're hearing it again. So it's one of those songs that I've slowly saved up over the years to play during this season of the year, the Christmas New Year's season, and I like that one a lot. Yeah, very, very, very sad. I like it. Yeah, and I think compared to, say, Taking Down the Tree by Low, it's tonally very different. I mean, Taking Down the Tree speaks to some sort of universal Christmas experience, and something that really played with the feelings and nostalgia I had for Christmas as a child, the experience of having to take down the tree and knowing that as soon as, you know, the day was over, really as soon as the presents were unwrapped, let's say, the tree was put into limbo, really made useless. And yeah, it was always a strange experience, and it was a somewhat sad one for me as a kid to see that thing packed up, always having one of those plastic ones. And yeah, and other experiences too, I think, like walking somewhere in Thunder Bay and seeing through someone's living room window a Christmas tree in February. Yeah, so I think there's something to Christmas closure surrounding the tree. But then you get to something like that track from Bat Bike, Christmas. It speaks to an entirely different and more grown-up experience of Christmas, which is the one of, like, social and familial dysfunction, and I guess, disillusionment with the season. And I like that too. So, anyway, I Am the King was more of a New Year's track, sort of. It mentions New Year's, so I like to include it. But really it's just a song that I like a lot. It might be one of my favorite songs from Duster. Anyway, now we're going to move into the last block of songs. Yeah, this next one is Lost Leader, Appeal Session from the band Codeine.
Side of the shore.
it's about patience. Without scripts, without pills, November was so cold coming down. And
smile.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and that's the end of this pre-Christmas special. That song was The Overcoat by Kid Dakota off of So Pretty. In fact, it's the final track off of that album, if I remember correctly. Before that, Lost Leader, Appeal Session from Codeine, as it appears on When I See the Sun. And not quite a New Year's or a Christmas track. In fact, there's even a Codeine song called New Year's, but I chose not to include it, just because I really like Lost Leader. And I had a different version of it, this Peel Session one, so good excuse to play it. And I really, 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 really like that song from Kid Dakota. It was always my ambition every year to listen to it on New Year's, walking around. Well, perhaps New Year's Eve would be more appropriate, especially back when I was in Thunder Bay, and it felt like the appropriate location for that. I guess Kid Dakota is a Minnesotan artist, so very close to the Thunder Bay region there. And I've always considered it sort of, I want to say honorary CanCon, but not quite that. More like honorary Northwestern Ontario to me, I guess. Yeah, so I really love that song. And it's also named after and mentions a short story, which is quite good, that I read, some years ago. So maybe I'll pick that back up for the new year here. Creeping up on me. And yeah, again, sort of a cool retrospective for me to think that I've been doing this for 4 years. This was episode 135 or so, probably 135 exactly. That's the number I've got, but maybe I recorded other ones and didn't log them. Anyway, thanks for listening. Happy New Year and stuff, and Merry Christmas.